This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Senate approved Wednesday a temporary funding bill to keep the government open through December 11th, sending the measure to President Donald Trump for signing into law. Government funding runs out at midnight Wednesday. The legislation, which had previously passed the House of Representatives and passed the Senate, continues funding most programs at current levels. Assuming President Trump signs the bill, it will avoid a government shutdown in the middle of a pandemic and ahead of the November 3rd U.S. elections. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a new effort Wednesday to reach agreement on a long-stalled coronavirus relief package before Congress adjourns, so lawmakers can campaign ahead of the November 3rd election. The two discussed details of the aid plan that could send more money to American families and businesses, restore unemployment aid to millions of unemployed workers laid off because of the coronavirus pandemic, provide assistance to state and local governments, and offer liability protection to businesses. The sticking point in the discussions is the extent of the aid. The man heading Afghanistan's peace efforts said Iran did not attend the ceremony marking the opening of talks with the Taliban due to tensions with the United States. Despite that, Abdullah Abdullah, the chairman of the High Council for National Reconciliation, told VOA Iran supported the peace process, acknowledging Iran had, quote, legitimate concerns and legitimate interests, end quote, in Afghanistan as a neighbor that hosts millions of Afghan refugees. A senior Afghan official said Wednesday negotiators with the Afghan government and Taliban are nearing a compromise on a key sticking point that has stalled peace talks in Doha. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin and French leader Emmanuel Macron called for a complete halt to fighting in Karabakh and said they were ready to intensify diplomatic efforts to help solve the conflict. The leaders expressed readiness to see a statement made on behalf of the co-chairs of the Minsk group, Russia, France, and the U.S., that would call for an immediate end to fighting and start of talks, the Kremlin added. NATO allies, France and Turkey, stood at odds Wednesday as international tensions mounted over the worst clashes between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces since the mid-1990s. This comes on the fourth day of fighting. Azerbaijan and the ethnic American enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh accused each other of shelling along the line of contact that divides them. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Wednesday for an immediate infusion of $15 billion to a global pool for the procurement and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines at a virtual summit hosted by the World Body. The ACT Accelerator, led by the World Health Organization, has received around $3 billion of the $38 billion needed to meet the goal of producing and delivering 2 billion vaccine doses, 245 million treatments, and 500 million diagnostic tests over the next year. Sweden's prime minister pledged $10 million, while Canada's prime minister touted a $332 million commitment made last week, half of which will go to low- or middle-income countries. After 90 minutes of near chaos in Cleveland Tuesday night, some voters are weighing in on the first U.S. presidential debate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In Michigan, Trump supporter Londa Gadd watched the president and Joe Biden go off topic and after each other.
And it wasn't presidential.
While she wishes the president was a bit more low-key, she's okay with him being aggressive.
Because he's got to fight to get his truth out. He did it tonight. I was like, yeah.
But in Missouri, Biden backer Andrea Cole says it was just a sideshow.
It's really a disservice to, you know, the American people.
Australian analyst Stan Grant summed up what many international watchers said. The debate represented a fundamentally divided America.
It was a barometer of the country.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia, like many other nations in the world, is closely following the U.S. presidential campaign as the U.S. is one of the world's top economies. That's what Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on a daily conference call Wednesday. He added Russia doesn't want to make any statements because it could be viewed as an attempt to intervene into the election process. U.S. Federal Aviation Chief Steve Dixon said there's still work to be done before the Boeing 737 MAX is approved to fly again, adding that he liked what he saw. His remarks came after completing a 2-hour evaluation flight.